Let's catch up, our usual Monday catch up with Bendigo Police Senior Sergeant Tim Douglas. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. More importantly, how was the weekend from a policing viewpoint across Central Victoria?
Yeah, look, it wasn't too bad, actually. I was just talking to my learned friends on night shift and it was pretty quiet. So I don't know if it's a mix between the cold weather and the tail end of all the COVID restrictions, but it was a little bit quiet over the weekend, so we'll take that.
I was going to say, from your viewpoint, that's always a good thing, yeah.
The cold weather certainly creeps the crims at bay. That's good to hear. Some of them have been getting out and about. What's been happening with the cars around town?
Yeah, look, I know we've spoken about this a couple of times in the last couple of months, but we're being hit really hard in regards to theft of motor cars, and in particular theft of property from motor cars. So I just want to sort of draw the attention to everyone out there in the public that we need them to get on board and play their part just in reducing crime in that area.
So with cars, the theft of cars as opposed to property within, is that still a case too where in a lot of cases there are keys left in cars?
Yep. Unfortunately, I think it's something like 90-odd percent of motor cars are stolen with their own keys.
Wow. That's incredible.
It's 7 out of 10 cars are actually stolen with their own keys. And a lot of that relates to homes being left unlocked, windows and doors unlocked, with offenders getting into the homes and stealing the keys from inside the house and then making off with the car.
Is there a situation where I see it sometimes happen at the petrol station where people go and do something and they leave the car with the keys in, with the engine running, which is that technically an offence? In my mind, it seems a silly thing to do.
It is, actually. I think you can get a penalty notice for that, but look, it still happens, unfortunately, and we just really need to be honest with the public and say, look, you know, when you leave your car, don't leave any valuables in it, lock it up, don't leave your keys in it. You know, when you settle in for the evening at night at home, you know, make sure your car's locked up and all your valuables are out. If you can, park it in a garage. And, you know, before you go to bed at night, just make sure all the doors and windows are locked and get everyone else in the family home or whatever doing the same thing.
Yeah, preferably in your own garage.
Yeah.
Hey, but going back to the interesting thing there you said, and I must admit I've been guilty of this too, is lock your car up, garage, beautiful, even lock your house up, but if they gain entry, oh, there's the key sitting right on the corner of the kitchen table.
Yeah, and that's a big problem at the moment is, and I've probably been guilty of it myself, keys are just left where they can easily be seen and accessed.
Yeah, because again, particularly when one gets up fairly early, it's one of those things you sort of, you know, people become creatures of habits and like, oh yeah, leave my wallet there, my keys there, whatever, so I don't forget them in the morning. But it's really like saying thank you very much from the thieves' perspective.
Yep, no, that's right. So look, you know, if we can just get everyone to just pop the keys out of sight, lock all their doors and windows, and just make sure there's nothing of value left in the motor cars, we'll all be doing a little bit to hopefully curb crime in this area, which is hitting us really hard right across Bendigo at the moment.
Yeah, trouble with me is if I put my keys somewhere hidden, I'll just never find them. I've got to that point in life.
I'm probably guilty of the same thing, especially at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. So the important message is just be more aware of your car's security.
Yep.
Fantastic. All right, Tim, listen, always good to chat. Thank you very much for that. Look forward to talking to one of your colleagues again next week. Thanks.
Have a good week, gents.
Yeah, you too. Cheers. Senior Sergeant Tim Douglas from Bendigo Police joining us on the Wake Up Call, Gold, Central Victoria.